Well, I suppose only a country that's actually run a European Council of Ministers session would really be able to stage a thing this size. Only the European bureaucracy could prepare you for the number of coats, lavatories, printing machines, internet connections and the rest of it that are required, let alone the vast amount of space. And the Danes have done a pretty amazing job. This climate change conference is underway. It's opened. I've talked to the man in charge of it, Ivo de Boer, and he is really, you know, characteristically optimistic, although he is, of course, the man who famously cried when things went wrong the last time. Yes, I'd like to exit. Thanks very much. You see, I'm just leaving the thing now. You just heard the beep there, and I'm out of it now. We're going to go have a look around Copenhagen to see what else is going on. But just an important thing on what the Secretary-General of this conference, the executive director, Mr. de Boer, had to say, and that is that there is going to have to be a legally binding commitment to sign a treaty in June. That's what he told me. And that's quite a big advance, because a lot of people thought this thing would dribble on to the next meeting, which is in Mexico. Can you hear the old drums out here? Hang on a minute, I'm outside. Let's have a bang. Well, I'll get a bit nearer and see whether it's a bit louder. So it's a bit of a dribble of a demonstration out here at the moment, but hang on a minute. That's a bit better. You can hear that, can't you? Bang, 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 and boo. And I'll be back to you very soon.